Good morning.
Love
Welcome,
Hope
everyone.
Radio.
Good to have you join us this morning. I hope everything is well with you, and we're going to just briefly get into the Word. We just thank God that you took the time to tune in to us today, and our lesson today is Faith Has a Voice. We did speak on it on our last session, so this will be part two. And today's lesson, we're going to see the importance of speaking forth your faith. Sometimes challenged by situations in life, people, and just plain everyday living, you know, we'd be challenged in our faith. So many things, television, friends, people we happen to meet on a day-to-day basis, so many things will try to combat our faith and challenge us to not believe what God says in His Word. So you may have some promises, and you may not know any promises. But today, I want you to understand that the Lord loves you, and His Word is true. So don't count yourself unworthy to receive His promises. Don't beat yourself over the head. But let's just enjoy today's lesson, okay? Now, I want you, if you have your Bibles, I hope you do, we're going to turn today to the book of Mark. Now, we're going to do quite a bit of reading, okay? Just to kind of just get a little basis here, a little foundation to share with you some things. We're going to read from Mark 7, and we're going to begin at verse 1. Let's go to the first verse, okay? And I'll give you a few moments to get your pages turned here, okay? All right. Verse 1, it says, "Then came together unto him the Pharisees, the certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread and defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands often, they eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they would come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said to them, Well hath Esaias the prophet said of you hypocrites, and is it written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well, you reject the commandment of God, that you keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, This carbon, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father and his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered. And many such things do ye. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. I want you to look at this really close. There is nothing from without a man that entering to him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he had entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said to them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever things from without enter into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entered not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draw, purging all meats. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For within out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into the house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Cyphetian by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast unto the dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter was laid upon the bed. Wow. God's word is awesome. Awesome. His word is truth, and I want you to be encouraged. Now, we read some scriptures, and just to bring you right back to it, Jesus first was talking to these Pharisees about defilement. They had the tradition, which we read, about washing their hands and all. They were very, very tight on this, very strict on this tradition. Oh, they would wash everything, just everything that was beneath them. If they come in contact with an unbeliever, or not an unbeliever, but a person who was a Gentile, and they had to go and wash their hands, they would have what tradition which said that they washed their hands, they would be good, as long as they didn't come in contact with anyone else that day. But if they went out and mingled with other people, oh, you know, they had to wash their hands, had to wash the cups. If they thought anything was used by a Gentile, they're just beneath them. So Jesus, it was a very, very good illustration here, because Jesus demonstrated to them and said to them, yeah, your traditions, yeah, and your heart is so far from me. And they were so caught up in, oh, you're defiled. But Jesus brought something so awesome out here. It's not what goes into a person that defiles a person, but it's what comes out of the heart. Now, of course, Jesus tried to hide himself. He was in the coast here. And this wonderful woman here, who was a Gentile, despised of the Jews, looked to be unworthy, unclean, And here, this woman approached Jesus. Now, in Matthew gives an account, Matthew 15:22. Matthew gives a great account here about that woman, and he says here about the woman that she cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And something interesting here also Matthew brings out in Matthew 15:23, he says, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him and said, send her away, for she cries after us. Now, our lesson today is faith has a voice. Yes, this woman, yes, she was a Gentile. She appeared to be, according to the Jews, beneath them. And probably her thinking, she says, yeah, probably going to feel like I'm beneath them. But I heard about this man, Jesus. I heard he heals. Now, way in another area, she got wind about Jesus. And faith built up in her heart. Okay, in her heart. This built up in her heart. And she grabbed hold of that faith and began to say in her heart, if I can get to Jesus, I'm going to get to him and ask him to heal my daughter. She believed that it was possible. She believed. She did not look at who she was. She did not care about how the Jews felt about her. She did not care. All she heard about that this man, Jesus, is a healer. This man, Jesus, is possible Maybe the son of David. Maybe she understood about the coming Messiah. But she believed, she took faith in her heart because she addressed him. Her faith used her voice and said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David." Now, Jesus didn't answer her a word. Wow. Now, you may have been crying out. You may have been praying and thinking, oh, God, oh, and crying out to God. But God is looking to hear that word of faith. Now, he heard us say that. Wow. But now our faith is challenged even the more. And he said to her, "It's not meet to give the children's bread unto the dogs." Wow. Let the children first be filled. Can you imagine? I mean, just imagine if you were there. Would you have been assaulted by Jesus saying you possibly were a dog? Wow. But now she had to get out of that mindset totally, and let her faith push forward even the more and said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs receive from the crumbs that fall from the table." Ah, wow. Now Matthew says something so great in 15:28. It says, "Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith." Great is thy faith. Yeah. She was challenged. She was challenged. And yes, she began to realize, I know, I understand what he's saying, I understand what he's meaning. And she found out that her daughter was healed the very same hour. When she got back home, she realized, oh, wow, yes, I know it had to transform her life. And I'm saying to you today, yes, it doesn't matter the traditions of what people have said and traditions people have done in their lives and acted out. But what is in the heart? What do you believe? Doctors may say, well, or people may say, well, your brother had this disease or your uncle had this condition or whatever. It's going to follow you. Or this may give you that or that may give you that. But what do you believe in your heart? Do you count yourself worthy to receive the promise of God? Are you beating yourself and saying, I'm unclean, I've done so many bad things, I haven't been faithful to the word? God is looking for your faith. Now, he's already dealt with the sin issue. And if you can believe that you're forgiven, if you can just believe that and just humble yourself before the Lord and say, yes, God, I believe. He said she had great faith. Some people said, yes, your faith has made you whole. But this woman, he said, great faith. Not too many times you hear Jesus said that. Her faith was challenged. Your faith may be challenged more and more every day. Something you may be believing God for, maybe in your finances, maybe in your health. And maybe you've been saying God's word over and over every day. Continue. Don't give up. Don't stop. Your faith is being challenged. And people may say, be quiet. We heard you say that so many times. Like the disciples, Lord, send her away. Shut her up. I mean, she's following us. We don't want to hear that. No, this woman would not stop. Because her faith told her, my daughter's going to be healed. I'm going to get to Jesus, and I'm going to ask him to heal my daughter. And I believe he's going to do it. Nothing stopped her. How she felt about herself, how she felt others thought about her, what she thought, what people would think, and everything, traditions and being called unclean and feeling unworthy, nothing. She was determined. Let your faith be determined. Nothing get in her way. God is looking at the heart. He's looking at your faith. Heaven will back you up. Yes, hold on. Stand fast. And if you do not know Jesus, Give him your life. What are you waiting for? Turn your life over to him. He wants to do great things in your life if you only believe. Oh, you're going to be challenged. If you can dare to lift up your voice and tell people what you believe. Are you believing for a car? A brand new car? Say it. Are you believing to be totally healed? Say it. Are you believing your children will be set free and delivered? Say it. Are you believing that your husband will be transformed? Say it. Let your faith be challenged today. Be encouraged. Don't stop. Don't give up. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you feel like, stand fast and let nothing turn you around. So until then, we're going to end till we meet again, and I hope you've enjoyed. And most definitely, I hope you can just feel free just to join in on the call sometimes. God bless you, and looking to hear forth from you. Let us know what happened. I want to hear of your stand of faith. And again, God loves you. Remember that. Stand strong. Your faith has a voice. God bless you. Bye-bye.